Now in March, rising food and fuel prices pushed UK consumer inflation to 2.3%. But inflation for small businesses, that's rising prices for things like rent, raw materials and wages, rose to 3.2%, the highest for 8 years. That's according to Barclays Small Business Cost Index, which tracks the business costs of SMEs, or small and medium-sized enterprises. Now Share Radio's Sarah Machem spoke to Ian Rand, CEO of Barclays Business Banking, to find out more.
What we have seen is that in February, the consumer inflation ticked up to about 2.3%. But at Barclays, we've been looking at the impact of inflation on small and mid-sized businesses. And we do this really in a similar way to the way that consumer inflation is tested, by looking at a basket of goods and services that small and mid-sized businesses use. So this includes things like rent, raw materials and wages. And this showed an increase across the UK of, on average, 3.2%, I say, compared to the 2.3% for consumer inflation. So what this means is that on average, businesses are paying 3.2% more now than they were a year ago to run their business.
Out of those factors that you've mentioned that make up that sort of basket of goods or a basket of factors, what are the factors which are driving this current high rate of inflation?
So the biggest factors are really the cost of raw materials like metals and chemicals, which are in turn being driven principally by the weaker pound that obviously we've seen in the last year.
Is there a particular type of SME that's most at risk? Is a sole trader perhaps more at risk, more exposed than a larger company, for example?
So what we've seen when we talk to businesses, as well as looking at the numbers, is there are really two factors that drive how impacted a business is. And the first is really a combination of their geography, where they're located, and their and the sector that they operate in. So as I say, we see businesses that have where a higher proportion of their costs are driven by staff wages cost. They are seeing less of an increase, whereas those that are in manufacturing, construction, where raw materials are more important, are seeing a higher increase. But perhaps more important than that, when we're looking at the impact of inflation on a business, is actually how prepared that business is. Because a well-prepared business in a high-impacted sector will still manage much better than a badly prepared business in a less impacted sector. So one of the things that we are encouraging SMEs to really think about in all of the conversations that Barclays has with our clients is to say, are you aware of the impacts of inflation on your business, and are you thinking about how you are going to respond?
And in actual fact, your index found a discrepancy between what SMEs believe is driving these costs up and the factors which are actually contributing to inflation. So what's the danger here?
So the danger really is that we see some businesses being very close to their cost base, and others less so. So you're absolutely right that some businesses felt that rising energy and utility costs were going to have the greatest impact on their business, but in fact it's one of the smallest. So it really comes back to this imperative that businesses stay very close to their costs and they understand them. They are tracking individual line items of costs separately and saying, okay, I can see where this cost is moving, I can see what the impact is going to be on my business in total, and I can respond to it. So for example, I was with a client in on the South Coast who was running a series of restaurants, and whilst it was a relatively small part of their cost base, they had seen the cost of importing wine for their restaurants go up quite significantly as a result of the weaker pound. And so they were working through that, even though it was a small element of the cost, really what was that going to translate into in terms of an overall bottom line impact of the business?
With that example, with the wine, how easy then would it be for that restaurant to simply raise their prices and cover themselves in that way?
And it really varies business by business. In fact, you know, in that case, the business owner felt that their clients were fairly price elastic, that they would be, you know, willing to pay a little bit extra for the wine to reflect the cost. In other sectors, that will be less so. But that also starts to talk about a really interesting factor that we've seen in businesses over the last sort of 5 or 6 years, which is if you go back 7 years, for every £100 that a business had in borrowing, loans or overdraft, they had about £90 of cash in the bank. So net-net, the overall UK small and mid-sized businesses was kind of running at an overdraft. If you jump forward to today, that situation has completely reversed. And for every £100 of loans or overdrafts that a SME in the UK has got, on average, we see £180 in the bank. So what that means is that businesses have got a, you know, quite a significant cushion that they've really never had before, which they can use if they choose to help soften the blow of some of these price increases. Now, we've been talking about this sort of, I think cash hoarding is one of the ways it's been described, as being quite a risk actually to the UK, because really that's money that we'd love to see being invested in more jobs, in growth, you know, in wealth creation, rather than simply being stored. Now, that's still true, but on the flip side, it also means that businesses are better prepared than they have ever been to soften and cushion the blows of uncertainty or price rises.
That sort of £180 cushion, as you describe it, isn't a long-term solution.
No, it's not. And we've certainly seen in the research that, you know, two-thirds of businesses have said that they would be, you know, they'll consider increasing prices if inflation further increased, not because they wanted to, but because they did feel that they were going to have to. And you're right, this cushion basically just gives the ability to maybe spread that price increase out a bit, or just soften it and only take part of the costs and pass them on to their customers.
Are there any sectors which are being particularly affected by the rise in inflation?
Yeah, so we've seen the by far the biggest increases in inflation, obviously being in imported goods, where the weak pound has a significant impact, and that really is on metals and petrochemicals, were the principal imports that we've seen pushing up. So there you look at what are the sectors that are most impacted by that, and it's clearly certain manufacturers, it's construction. Those are the businesses that really need to be looking most closely at their cost base as it's now changing.
What's the definition of an SME?
SME is basically defined as a business up to around £20 million of turnover.
And how much do these SMEs contribute to the UK economy, to GDP?
They're very, very important. They are the engine room, really, of the British economy. More than 99% of businesses are SMEs. And if you look at it from a turnover perspective, i.e. the sort of the revenue that they generate, they're almost half the UK economy. But perhaps more importantly, they represent around 60% of the employment in the UK. So for SMEs, it's really important for the UK economy that SMEs are successful.
Ian Rand, CEO of Barclays Business Banking, thank you very much indeed for joining us on Share Radio.